girl. I knew that I would not. I feel good. I knew that I would not. So good, so good. I got you.
All right. What a great way to start today. Little James Brown first thing in the morning. Good morning. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan, and I am a chiropractor. I am also the owner of the Neal Clinic located on Creighton Road. This morning, I'm going to be talking about a condition I treat all the time, as well as a new type of treatment technique that I've begun using at the Neal Clinic. Well, I guess the treatment technique isn't new, but it's a recent addition for us, and I'm really excited to have just added it. But that's just what's on my mind this morning. If you're tuned in and listening this morning, and you have a chiropractic question that you want answered, send me a text message this morning at 850-437-1620, and I'll answer your question this morning as well. Davis, last week I was talking about a symptom that I see every single day at my practice, and I'm not exaggerating either. This is one of the most common complaints that I have patients walk into my office with. Their symptom is called radiculopathy. Have you ever heard of that?
Sounds ridiculous.
Yeah, it's it can be ridiculously uncomfortable, that's for sure. I was going to test you on what this is, but I got a better idea. Let's do... I'll give away one of the famous ice packs that we have at the clinic to let's do the first three listeners that text in a correct symptom of a radiculopathy. How about that? Okay. Send me your name, a correct answer, and that's it. Come by the Neal Clinic today or sometime next week and pick up the ice pack. And what's the number they need to send those into, Davis?
They can give us a call or text at 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620.
All right, cool. I'll give you guys about a minute, maybe two, to send those in, and I'll get back to the answer in just a second. So, what's this new therapy that I'm really excited to talk about this morning? We'll get into that. The procedure is called dry needling. And why am I just now beginning to incorporate this into treatment plans at the Neal Clinic? Well, in the middle of last year, 2020, a lot going on, but one of the new legislative laws that Governor DeSantis signed into effect was this clarification and distinction of this dry needling technique. It kind of somewhat resembles acupuncture, but essentially what the law did was allow PTs, DCs, MDs even to perform dry needling in our great state of Florida. Which is great, right? We're finally joining the majority of the nation that has laws in effect that allow practitioners to do this therapy already. I looked it up. There's only 8 other states that currently prohibit dry needling, so we're joining the majority there. I was first introduced to this therapy when I was doing my residency for chiropractic school out in Houston, Texas. The laws in Texas were different. Dry needling was already an approved therapy. And the clinic that I was at, we had such great success combining this with traditional chiropractic care. And I'm very excited to be able to add it to the tools that I can use to help my patients. Davis, you ever done any acupuncture, or you know what dry needling is?
No, I've always been curious about it.
Yeah, I get that a lot. Some people have had some experience into it. Some have not. But we'll get into a little bit of that stuff in just a few minutes. What exactly is dry needling? It's a technique that we're going to use very small, thin needles without any medication, hence a dry needle that's inserted into the body to stimulate a healing response. Typically, we insert these needles into the area of your muscle tissue that may have become really tight, really tense. We call them trigger points. Most of my patients come in and they refer to them as these knots. I got these knots on my upper neck or my back or in their lower back. That's another really common area. And those are that's the area where you're getting a massage or rubbing your neck. When you feel that your hand or thumb kind of runs over something, it feels a little different, and it's usually more painful than the rest of that surrounding tissue. These things can come up from a variety of causes. Overuse of a specific muscle, maybe a muscle injury, or physiologic stress responses can cause these things. A big one that I see a lot is just repetitive motions. People do these same things over and over again. I see this a lot in office workers. You get up and have the same bad posture every day, the same small muscles in the forearms and hands on your mouse and keyboard. Those are really common areas to get these trigger points. We got any text message answers yet, Davis?
All right, so I'm going to go down the line. We have four that came in total. I'm going to start with the first one that came in. Their answer is headache.
Oh, not a common one. Okay.
Okay. Okay. Second texter, pain.
Pain's a good one. Did they say any specific areas of pain?
Just pain. The third texter said nerve pain.
Oh, we're getting better.
All right. And the next one, fourth one, Robert says numbness traveling down your arm.
Robert's spot on.
That's there you go, Robert.
Yeah. Okay. Very good. Yes, pain. And yes, traveling. But what was the third answer?
So the third answer was nerve pain.
Nerve pain. Also, right along cue there. That's great. Thank everybody for participating. I'll take those names and numbers back to the clinic, and we'll call you and get you set up to come in and get the ice packs. So a couple of those people were right. Robert was right on it. But radiculopathy can actually present in several different ways. Patients can experience a kind of a burning sensation. They can feel numbness or tingling. Sometimes it's even like a shooting pain. It can be an achy sensation and occasionally even weakness. So again, these things come in all different shapes and sizes, but let's discuss how and where this occurs. Radiculopathy is actually a symptom of a physical or chemical irritation of a spinal nerve root. So a quick anatomy lesson this morning. Most people have heard of the spinal cord, right? Collection of nerves that extends down from your brain, and that's what allows the rest of your body to kind of communicate with your brain, so when you want to move your leg or your arm, you can do that. The spinal cord's protected by this bony structure composed of your vertebra called your spine. But if we just left the system at just that, it wouldn't do you much good. You've got to have those nerves from the spinal cord extend out from your spine into your arms and legs and all your internal organs, so everything's kind of on the same system, everything can communicate. So what happens is between each spinal vertebra are these nerve roots, and these are branches off of the spinal cord. The nerve roots in your neck, they're going to extend down your shoulder all the way down your arm into your hands. The nerve roots in your lower back, well, those are the ones that are going to extend all the way down your hips and down your legs and into your feet. The muscles of your chest and abdomen are innervated by the nerves that exit through your mid-back. And this is a great system that works really, really well most of the time. But occasionally, these exiting nerve roots can become pinched or irritated. And when this occurs, this is when patients can experience those radicular symptoms, that radiculopathy that we discussed earlier. Think of it like this. If you had a water hose that you have just laying on the ground, water coming out of the end, and you just rest your foot on it, maybe not enough to kind of completely stop the water, but it's enough to change that flow that's exiting out of the end of the hose. Well, that's sort of what happens with these nerve roots, right? Something's pressing on them or irritating them, but it's going to cause an unusual signal between your arm or your leg and your brain. And that can result in kind of a variety of those symptoms. It can be numbness. It can be that tingling, shooting, burning. It comes in all different sensations, but that's what's happening. The most common area for this to occur is in the lower back. And I bet a lot of our listeners, Davis, you ever heard of sciatica?
I have heard of sciatica.
I bet most people, again, that's a pretty common one. That's a nerve that's going to exit from the lower back, travels all the way down your legs, and can cause symptoms all the way into your foot. Again, that's just one of the biggest collection of nerves exiting from your lower back. That's why most people have heard of that one. The second most common place for this to occur is in your neck. And this is going to cause those symptoms to travel down your shoulders, into your arm, and occasionally into the hand. It's not really a common occurrence in the mid-back, though. I don't see that quite as often. Now, how exactly does this happen? That's the next part of this puzzle. And again, there's several ways for this to occur. One way that this happens is there's a disc that acts as a cushion between the vertebra in your spine, and these can become compressed to the point that it kind of bulges outwards, and it can press on those nerves if it's bulging in the right spot. Sometimes that disc can get so compressed that it actually herniates, and a piece of the inner disc presses on those nerve roots. And that can be really irritating to those things. Another way this can happen is you can have these bone spurs that have formed over a long amount of time. And that can eventually reduce the size of this canal that the nerve roots are exiting between. And occasionally it's going to rub those nerves to the point of irritation. If you have injuries to your spine, this is another big one. Whiplash, maybe a bad fall. Your spine is surrounded in these ligaments. It's not just, oh, here's your spine right in the middle of your back, nothing encasing it or anything. No, it's got all these ligaments that are attached to it. And these things, if you have a bad injury or that whiplash and you stretch these ligaments out and injure those, well, sometimes these can calcify. And again, if you get calcification in the right spot, it can really be irritating to those nerve roots. So again, there's several ways that can occur. But there is some good news. Just because you have something pressing on one of your nerves doesn't always mean you're going to experience pain or ridiculous symptoms. A lot of times you can have these disc herniations or bone spurs pressing on a nerve root with no problem. They're asymptomatic. That's actually fairly common. Until you move a certain way, or maybe one day you really overdo it in the yard or the gym, and now what you've done is you've rubbed this nerve root until it's now inflamed and really irritated, and now it's causing symptoms. I kind of like to give an example of this. It's kind of like getting a blister on your hand from doing something. And it's never that, you know, you just were raking the front yard and you picked up the rake and the first time you used it, you got a blister, right? You had to do something over and over and over again for it to really cause that irritation, that, blister response. It takes some time. And the same thing goes for your back. These bone spurs, they don't just pop up overnight. You didn't go to sleep last night, do something wrong, and now you've got this enormous bone spur pressing on your nerve. That's not the way this works. These things take years to develop, but if they're there, and let's say you're lifting something improperly one day, or maybe you've done it that way before, but now you've got this spur that's sitting there, and now it's pressing on that nerve, and now it's really irritated. Now you've got those symptoms going down your leg into your foot. Now the big question, right? So how exactly do you treat these things, and how can your chiropractor help? Well, first of all, anytime you have any sort of tissue damage or irritation, your body responds with an inflammatory reaction. So there's this local inflammation around these nerves. Nerves hate this stuff. They hate being inflamed. They hate that inflammatory fluid. So one of the first things we need to do is reduce the inflammation, which is why if you go see a medical doctor, they're most likely going to prescribe you some sort of anti-inflammatory medication. And I know we've had a couple shows back talked about a lot about medications, and I'll briefly touch on it here, but these medications affect global inflammation in your body, right? There's no way for them to just target specifically one spinal level of your body. It's going to reduce the inflammation from your little finger all the way down to your little toe. Plus, these medications, they all have side effects. I don't recommend you Googling these if you haven't already, but there's some pretty severe side effects for taking these things, and they're not something that you want to take for a long amount of time. There are other ways to reduce local inflammation that are more conservative and very successful. A big one that we recommend at the Neal Clinic, the use of ice packs. Using ice packs helps a lot. There's different E-stem therapies where we pass an electric current through your body. And again, at the Neal Clinic, we get great results using our Class 4 laser. Patients love that thing because how much better they feel when they get up off of the table. The best thing about all these, the therapy is focused and directed right at the problem. and there are much fewer side effects involved with these as well. Chiropractic care also incorporates these spinal manipulations that are going to help take pressure off that irritated nerve. Of course, one of the best ways to prevent these, you know, again, make sure you have a healthy spine before these things become a problem. Exercise, staying active, that sort of thing is going to help strengthen the muscles around your back so you're more prepared for to deal with these injuries or stressors when they do occur. The type of routine chiropractic care that chiropractors do, well, that's going to help make sure that the joints are functioning properly to help prevent that early degenerative change that can cause these symptoms. If you help stay in front of this stuff before it becomes a problem, that's one of the biggest keys. The muscles can take a lot of stress off of the joints if you're staying active, if you're moving, if you're not having to just sit and rely entirely on the cushioning of those discs to take up all of the brunt of your posture or of these movements. So when you go see your chiropractor and you're experiencing pain that is traveling down your shoulder or your arm or your thigh or leg, our first job is to get you out of pain, because when your pain is gone, you know, that makes it easier to do this stretching and exercising that we need to have you do after that. But just because the pain is gone doesn't mean the job is finished. That's when it really becomes important to make sure that you're strengthening these muscles around the spine. And we need to educate you on how to avoid those different postures and positions that will cause this to occur again. You know, unfortunately, sometimes these cases will require surgery. But even most surgeons are going to recommend that you try several weeks or even months of conservative care before you have to undergo an extensive neck or back surgery. So if you're listening right now, or maybe you have a loved one that you know that is experiencing this pain that's traveling down their arm or leg, please make sure they go visit their chiropractor or give me a call at the Neil Clinic before this thing gets worse. Don't keep putting this off, because it will get worse. Go get something done about it. Fix the cause, and that pain going down their leg or their arm, we can deal with that. Okay, let's get back into some dry needling talk before I run out of time this morning. Again, dry needling is a technique that kind of resembles acupuncture. We use the same needles, actually. They're really, really thin, no medication. That's why they call it a dry needle. It was initially developed in the 40s, and it was kind of came out of a study where somebody was using hypodermic needles that have that hollow hole for inserting medications like you would get the COVID vaccine with or something like that. They started putting those types of needles into these trigger points, and they realized, you know, we don't have to have a hollow needle. We can just use these solid needles like they use in acupuncture and get the same result. Again, that's one of the biggest things, is that we're putting these in the muscle in the area that is the most affected. How is this different than acupuncture is a big question I get. While I do use the acupuncture needles, like I said, to perform this therapy, that's about the most in common these two have. Acupuncture is actually it's a form of traditional Chinese medicine that was developed thousands of years ago to treat different ailments and conditions. These acupuncture practitioners developed treatment protocols based on these ancient Chinese meridians, and they would place needles all along these meridians to treat numerous conditions. Like I said, we use the same needles, but unlike acupuncture, the true dry needling does not use this ancient meridian system. Instead, what dry needling does is it uses a more modern Western approach. It's based on the anatomy of your body to apply these needles in the area that's causing your pain and causing your symptoms. For instance, to treat neck pain, right? That's a really common one. Headaches, neck pain. Your acupuncturist would insert a needle in your neck, maybe two, but they'd have one in your arm, one in your hand, probably one in your leg somewhere, maybe on your ear. And that's all based on these ancient Chinese meridian systems. Whereas if you go see a physical therapist or your chiropractor, what we're going to do is we're going to focus more on the anatomy, the muscles in your neck, and maybe your even your upper back, because those are the muscles that are being affected. Those are the muscles that are tight that are causing some of these symptoms, and that's what we really need to treat. We had a listener text in, can dry needling help with joint pain? Absolutely. It kind of depends what the source of the joint pain is. Just like chiropractic care, I'm not going to undo these bone spurs that have formed. We're not going to reverse these types of bone spurs with dry needling either. But what it can do, again, is kind of help with the healing. Those bone spurs are going to cause inflammation. What we need to do is get that inflammation out of there, help the body tissue repair itself. And that's a really good way to do it, is with these needles. There's treatment protocols to help in the knees. I've done shoulders. The shoulders are a really big area for dry needling. I see a ton of shoulder injuries. That's one of the biggest places that we've been doing some needles over at the Neal Clinic. Before I run out of time this morning, last big question about dry needling, of course, does it hurt? Not many people enjoy being stabbed by needles or are really thrilled about going into their doctor to get a shot. But these needles that we use for dry needling, they are incredibly thin. The most common hypodermic needle gauge is typically around 0.8 millimeters in diameter, which is also pretty small, but we all know that you feel that one, right? These acupuncture needles are typically only 0.1 millimeter, so they're significantly smaller. They're about the thickness of one of your hairs. They're tiny. The insertion of the needle is, that's typically where you're going to feel the most sensation. I'd equate it to kind of the feeling of having like a single hair plucked. You know, sometimes you'll barely feel that needle go in. Sometimes you'll have that kind of hair plucking sensation for a few seconds, but then it kind of dissipates, and some people don't even feel that they have needles in. I mean, they'll ask, how many needles did I have in my shoulder or my back? I mean, you really don't know sometimes. So yes, there is a chance of some light pain on insertion, just as the needle is breaking the skin. But after that, you really don't feel a whole lot. How can dry needling help? What is it doing? How are we going to get any effects from this? Well, first of all, dry needling is not a replacement for chiropractic care. What it is it's more of an additional tool that's going to help me achieve the best results for my patients even faster, right? Because if I can reduce the pain and the muscle spasms in your neck or your back faster, I can get you back to doing what you enjoy sooner. I can get you back to moving, get those joints moving. And I've used this therapy to treat other conditions as well. Just like Nancy was asking about the joint pain, tendonitis is a really good one. That's a really common thing, that pain right around the elbows, bicipital tendonitis in your upper arm. I've had really good success treating tendonitis as well. That's one of the big things that I was excited about, incorporating dry needling. Again, a lot going on last year, so probably went under the radar for most people, aside from physical therapists and chiropractors like myself, who were probably pretty excited about everything going on with that. But that's all I have for this week. I'm going to continue kind of talking about some of this radiculopathy, some of these treatments that we can do, and how your chiropractor can help with that nerve pain that travels. Again, people come in and they don't really realize that pain going down their leg, they don't have a problem with the leg, the problem's in their back. But that's really it. I'm out of time for this week, so I'll finish that up next week. My name is Dr. Ben McMillan. I own the Neal Clinic, located on Creighton Road across the street from Walmart. Give me a call if you want to fix your problem and stop covering it up. Our phone number is 850-479-2700. And that's about all the time we have for this morning, right, Davis?
That's right. And also, congratulations to our two winners. We have Robert. Also, we have Jamie, the two recipients who answered your question correctly.
All right. I'll get their information, and I'll give you guys a call, and come by the Neal Clinic and pick up that ice pack.